This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, February 17th, 2022. We will finish Chaf Amud Beis today, 20b, the third section, the blue text. All right, so we just had the alternate formulation of Abba Shaul. The Gemara now wants to know, right, a different formulation should bring some kind of different halacha. Right, what is the difference between Abba Shaul, who formulates the argument Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai about the stove being open, versus the Tana Kamma, who talks about Shechita being allowed? B'mai kamiflegi. Right, what are they arguing about? So Mar Savar Nidarim Unidavos Kraven B'yantif. Right, one, Abba Shaul believes that when he says, right, the oven of your master is open, it's really open. And even the voluntary offerings can be brought on Yontif. Umar Savar and the Tana Kamma says, Ein Kraven B'Yontif, that they cannot be brought on Yontif. All right, which is, again, why we don't see Beis Shammai saying, ah, but Nedarim and Nedavos will prove that you can't bring them, because according to Abba Shaul, you actually can bring them. That's why it's a shorter, right, more truncated version of the argument. So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, L'divrei ha'omer nedarim u'nedavos ein kraven b'yantif. The position that says that, right, nedarim, the vow offerings and the gift offerings, the voluntary ones, are not brought on yantif. Right, says Rav Huna, lo tema, do not say the following, that midi'oraisa michza chazu, that from the Torah, really they are fit, right? They are able to be brought. There's no problem midi'oraisa bringing the darim and the davos on yantif. V'rabbanan hu degazre behu, and the rabbis decreed you shouldn't do it, gzeira shema yishaher. That's a gzeira, right? A decree that maybe you'll wait and you'll delay in bringing it. And if you can bring it on Yontif, so you'll wait and delay and not come right away after you have made your vow or promise. Don't say that, says Rav Huna. Elafidu mida oraisa. Nami lo chazu. Right? They are not allowed to be brought even on a de oraisa level. That's a din de oraisa, not a din de rabbanan. What's the proof? Dahash de halechem. Right? The two shobra, the two breads, right? That are brought on Shavuos. Dechovas hayom ninu, they are a korban of Shavuos. Right? V'leikel megzar shema yizad. There's no decree that maybe people are going to delay till Shavuos to bring it. They can't bring it before Shavuos. They have to bring it on Shavuos. There's no such worry about, you know, shema yishaya. V'eina docheloas ha-shabbos v'yos ha-yantif. The shtei halechem, the two bread on Shavuos, despite the fact that they are obligations of the day, does not override Shabbos or Yontif. So clearly, right, there are prohibitions in place even when we're not concerned about delay, and therefore Nedarim and Nedavos are not brought mideoraisa. Okay, Ibayilahu. All right, now we have the following question. Excuse me. Okay, right. L'divrei, according to the one who says you cannot bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif, right? L'divrei, Omer, Nedarim and Nedavos ain't kraven b'yantif. Avar v'shachat mai. Let's say you went ahead and did it anyways. Not you made a mistake, or I don't know. You shechted the animal anyways. What then is the halacha? What do you do with the animal? What happens? Rava Omer Amar Rava said Zoreges Hadam Almanat Lahatir Basar Ba'achila. Rava says, okay, you shouldn't have shechted it, but now that you shechted it, you sprinkle the blood, throw the blood, right, on right Almanat, so that you can permit the food, the meat, right, to be eaten, right. So if you shechted it, so then you go ahead, do Zoreges Hadam, you can eat the meat. Rava Bar Rav Huna Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna says no. He agrees you sprinkle the blood. Zorek es hadam, al manas lahakter emurim la'erev, so that you can offer up the innards, the emurim, at night, but you cannot eat from that animal. All right, my beinaihu, right? What is the difference, the practical difference between them? So, ikebenayu nitma basar o she'avad. Right, the practical difference is, let's say the meat became tame, right? It became impure, so you can't eat it. You can't eat, right, kosher meat, that's tame. Oshaavar, it got lost. There's no meat to eat. So the rabba lo zarek. So for rabba who says you sprinkle the blood in order to eat the meat, you don't sprinkle the blood when there's no meat to eat. But the rabba bar of huna, for rabba bar of huna who says you sprinkle it so that you can like nahatu emurim at night, after yantib, Zarek, then you would still sprinkle the blood. Mesfe. Right now we have a challenge. Kivse Atzeret. Right, so on Atzeret is Shavuos, you have to bring, right, Kvasim. Right, when you bring your two loaves of bread on Shavuos, you have to bring two sheep along with it. That is the Kivse Atzeret. Okay, so what happened? But Sheshchatan Shalolishman. Right, so you shechted them, right, without having intention that they should be for that purpose, right? Shelo lishma, not for their name. O shishchatan ben lifnei zmanam ben la'achar zmanam. Or you had the right intention, but you did it in the wrong time, right? Before the right time, after the right time. So hadam yizarek v'habasar ye'achel. So the blood gets sprinkled, right, and the meat gets eaten. Okay, so that so far is actually not an issue, right? That's the prelude to the question. Right, it works as a korban, but it does not work as that korban. Right, it's not going to work as kivse atzeret. Okay, but v'im ha'isis Shabbos. What happens if it's Shabbos? On Shabbos, you certainly cannot cook the meat. So you accidentally, let's be nice, right? You shechted kivtzei atzeret on Shabbos. Can't sprinkle the blood because you can't eat the meat. You can't cook the meat on Shabbos. Ve'im zarak, but if you did sprinkle the blood, right? Come back tomorrow. You'll see what happens if you sprinkle the blood on Shabbos. Then we'll actually get to our question, but please come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.